Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This New Year's week, I've been sharing the thought that there is a single New Year's resolution that would have a great impact in every area of your life. And it's a New Year's resolution that I'm personally making and one that I encourage you to make as well. With the help of the Lord, we can see this come to pass in our lives, and it truly will affect every area and every relationship that you have. And that single New Year's resolution is very simple, and it is this. Make the resolution that this year you are going to walk in love. In Ephesians chapter 5, we find this simple command. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example, as well-beloved children imitate their father and walk in love." That's the Amplified translation, but it's so beautiful. Be imitators of God, copy him and follow his example, as well-beloved children imitate their father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. This simple resolution that this year you're going to walk in love will cover every single area of your life. Perhaps you have thought about your spiritual life and wanted to make a resolution that this year you're going to live on a higher spiritual plane, you're going to pray more, you're going to read the Bible more, or you are committed to live a holier, more set-apart lifestyle this year than you ever have before. Those are all very good and important heart desires for a Christian. But let me say this, walking in love is truly the epitome of holiness. Now, why would I say that? Holiness simply means set apart. It refers to purity, set apart for God to be holy. A person who walks in love is truly walking in holiness, because the scripture tells us in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. And if you walk in love, you won't sin against God and you won't sin against other people. So your lifestyle will truly be a reflection of God's holiness. Walking in love will keep you pure in the area of morality. For example, a person who walks in love won't be unfaithful to his or her spouse because they're walking in love. They value their spouse more than they value pleasuring themselves in some immoral way. Walking in love will guard the purity of your life. Walking in love will guard your thought life because you won't think evil thoughts about another person because you're walking in love toward that person, and you'll think the thoughts of God towards that person. The desire to walk in love is truly born in the heart of God. And if you will take a hold of this and come to the Lord today and ask him, "Oh Lord, help me to walk in love this year like never before," that's a prayer God is sure to answer. In 1 John, we have this beautiful promise that if we ask anything of the Lord that's in his will, we know that he hears us and that we have the petition that we have asked of him. And that means that God is more than happy to answer a prayer that is prayed in the will of God. And since we see in Scripture that God gives us this command to walk in love, you can be assured that that prayer is right in the will of God, and God will assist you in this endeavor. The beauty of the commandment is that it comes with the power for the Christian to walk it out. God gave to us, as we see in Romans 5:5, agape love, the very love of God shed abroad in our hearts. It means that God's made a deposit in you of His type of love. And His type of love is unconditional. His type of love can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When you are being persecuted, when you're being mistreated or wronged, just like Jesus was able to do that as He went to the cross, though wicked and hateful people were putting Him to death, He still was able, with a loving heart, to ask the Father not to hold it against them. That's walking in love. That's the heartbeat of God for you, and it's the heartbeat of God for me, that we walk in God's perfect unconditional love towards everyone that we meet. Now, many Christians focus their Christian life in the Christian disciplines, meaning that they seek to be avid Bible students, or perhaps they seek to become great men and women of prayer. Again, these are certainly excellent things and spoken of in the Word of God. But understand this, that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks to us about spiritual gifts, and that these spiritual gifts and pursuits and spiritual deeds and acts are worthless in the eyes of God if the person doing them is not walking in the love of God. I have observed many religious people, people who were zealous for religious things, who did not walk in love, and they would criticize people who did not live up to their supposed standards or their understanding of the scriptures. If the other person did not hold to the same doctrinal stance that they held to, there would be almost a bitter anger come from this individual. That person who holds so dearly to these religious tenets and yet cannot love his own brethren, other Christians who may not see things exactly the same way, this person is missing the very heartbeat of God Himself. God, who is love, tells us that spiritual gifts and spiritual pursuits and spiritual activity is absolutely worthless in the sight of God without love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first few verses tells us about this. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. These three verses give us the perspective of our Heavenly Father. God's very interested in your spiritual development. Certainly He is. However, the thing that must undergird all of our spiritual pursuits must be a foundation of love. It is the royal law. It is the very thing that Jesus said, all the commandments and the prophets hang upon these things, that we love God and we love our neighbor. This royal law of love has to be our foundation because it is the essence of God Himself. Don't become a religious person. Become a godly person, meaning an imitator of God, as dear children who imitate their beloved Father by walking in love. This is God's heartbeat and this is His character. This must undergird everything you are. If it does not, you will end up becoming a harsh critic of other people's religious experience, a harsh critic of anyone else's spiritual life, because you don't have love guarding your attitude and guarding your heart towards your fellow man, fellow woman. God wants all of us to be like Him, filled with love. And many Christians feel that it's their responsibility to tell others what they're doing wrong in their life. And yet, because they will say that the Bible says that they're to speak the truth and preach the word and all these things, let's not forget this simple command as well that we find in Ephesians 4, verse 15. It says, oh yes, speak the truth, but it says, speak the truth in love. This is God's way. I want to encourage you, if spiritual pursuits have been part of your New Year's resolutions this year, please go before the Lord and ask of Him, inquire of Him, and say, Lord, help me to be a person who is walking in love in every area of my life. I have observed husbands who consider themselves to be quite spiritual and who order their wives around under the guise of demanding that the wife submit, because that's in the Bible. And their harshness, their lack of tenderness, their lack of concern for the feelings of the spouse betrays their true spiritual condition. And the true spiritual condition is not a condition of love, but one of selfishness. When you have to order someone around to get them to do what you want them to do, your motives are not godly motives. God wants you to be like Him. He does not order us around. He gives us the opportunity to follow Him and calls to us lovingly, weeps over us when we do not follow Him. And yet all that God does is out of a spirit of love toward us. If you're a husband, are you walking in love towards your wife? Or are you demanding with a cloak of religiosity that your wife obey you? Why don't you try walking in love? Tender, loving leadership will always bring forth a response from a wife. A wife will follow the leadership of a loving leader. Make it your goal this year that you allow God's love to permeate every part of your life. And then you truly will be an imitator of God. And holiness will be the mark of your life because you'll be like God Himself. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.